This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to Starnes Country. I'm Todd Starnes, and we are proudly broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio today. A lot going on, not just here in the Mid-South, but really across the nation. And, of course, our lawmakers are debating Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. We're going to chat about that in just a little while. Also, Joe Garner is here every Tuesday. Joe Garner drops by, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop right here on the Mighty 990. So looking forward to that conversation as well. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls as well. You know, there's been a lot of it's really interesting. Last night, there was yet another press conference over at Brown University. And this is somewhat troubling only because we live in a very liberal city as well. And conservatives, you guys have targets on your backs. And look, the good news here is that Memphis is mostly a very friendly city. But we've got a lot of radical leftists on these university campuses, just like they have at Brown University. And I've been watching the diversity hires that run Providence, Rhode Island, do these press conferences. And I'm telling you, something is off here. They're hiding something. They know something about this shooting, and they're not telling us. Now, we've heard from multiple eyewitnesses who say that when the gunman walked into the classroom and opened fire, before he opened fire, he shouted something. Nobody's telling it. Well, the students are saying what it is. The students are saying that the gunman shouted, "Allahu Akbar." That's what the students are saying. But the law enforcement and the people in charge, the folks who can actually can corroborate all of that, they're not saying anything. Period. And that tells me they don't want to say anything. That tells me they know exactly what happened in that classroom, and they just don't want to say anything about it. Again, because Brown University, even among the Ivy League schools, Brown is considered one of the most liberal, if not the most liberal, of all the Ivy League schools. And that particular building, by the way, I was reading a piece this morning before I came into the studio, that particular building where the shooting happened, it happened in a classroom, by the way, of a Jewish professor known for her studies in Jewish economics. But some people are saying it was a coincidence. I don't think so. Also, that particular building has been the target of anti-Semitic attacks in the past. So something tells me that there's a bigger story here. Also, there are not that many conservative kids on the campus, and Ella Cook, who is the vice president, was the vice president of the College Republicans, we understand from reporting that she was, in fact, targeted. Now, we had on my Newsmax show last night, we talked to one of the executives of the College Republicans of America, and he confirmed as much, says those are the reports they're getting, but again, they haven't gotten anything official from anyone, but they're hearing the same reports that we're getting. So we'll keep you updated on all of this. All that to say, if you've got a conservative kid, they need to make sure they're watching their back, because we still don't know. I mean, this happened, what, Sunday? We still don't know. Saturday, we still don't know who did this and why. At least they're not telling us. And I suspect it's because they don't like the narrative. They don't like where all of this is going. But it is certainly very, very disturbing. 901-260-5926. My recommendation, and this is for every freedom-loving patriot. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, but if you love your freedom, then you need to go and get yourself a gun license. You need to purchase a weapon, and you need to learn how to use that weapon. And I would recommend keeping that weapon on you, provided the laws of whatever town or community you live in allow you and afford you the right to do that. That's what I recommend. And I feel bad when you look at what happened down in Australia. I mean, Australia has some of the toughest gun laws in the world. So the only people that had weapons were, in fact, the Muslim terrorist. The only person at Brown University, which is a gun-free zone, by the way, the only person that had a weapon was, in fact, the bad guy. So I'm just telling you that that it's a dangerous world out there, folks. It is a very dangerous world, and we need to make sure that we're just watching our backs on all of this. All right, another big story we're following here. This involves the Blue Oval City. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Blue Oval and whether or not, first of all, whether or not they were actually ever going to open. We now understand they are. But instead of producing those EVs, they were going to do the electric trucks. They're going to be doing gas-powered trucks. So this announcement coming yesterday, Ford announcing that the Blue Oval City is scrapping plans to build electric trucks and instead will build gas-powered trucks there. So I'm just wondering, who was actually going to go out there and buy a battery-powered truck? Who in the KWAM listening audience was actually going to take that step in their life and buy something that was battery powered? I mean, the whole point of having a pickup truck is you're out in the field, you're out in the woods, you're mudding somewhere. You don't have the time to go and plug your truck in for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours. So anyway, they are now renaming Blue Oval City the Tennessee Truck Plant. And they're saying affordable gas-powered models will be produced. Now, here's the kick in the pants. We're being told this isn't going to start up until 2029 now. So a lot of folks are saying we'll believe it when we see it. And there you go. So fingers crossed, and we certainly hope that comes to fruition. Those will be good jobs if, in fact, those jobs happen. Also, Memphis Shelby County Schools back in the headlines. It's never a good thing with these people. Have you ever noticed that? Nothing good ever comes out of these Memphis Shelby County School Board meetings. So now we understand that about 35 schools in the northwest region of the school district will not have cleaning services. That's all starting January 1st. The school board doubled down on their decision not to offer a custodian contract to an organization called ABM Industries. This is from the Daily Memphian. That means about 35 schools will not have cleaning services. Five of the school board members voted against the contract. They say there was some sort of a discrepancy a decade or so ago, and they're not going to renew. So they don't have a plan. Of course they don't have a plan. This school board makes all these decisions. I guess they're going to make the teachers do the mopping and clean up the toilets after they've taught their classes. So we'll keep you updated on that story here locally. And then Yolanda Cooper Sutton is back in the headline. Remember her? She's screaming at firefighters. Well, she wrote a letter, an open letter to the firefighters, and this is all over a 2% raise, which, by the way, the firefighters may get after all, thanks to all the hullabaloo all of you KWAM listeners raised at City Hall. And Yolanda Cooper Sutton is somewhat we think she's apologizing, but this woman doesn't have it in her. She doesn't have that mechanism needed to say, you know what, I really stepped in it big time, and I'm just so sorry. Can I cook you dinner? Can I come down to the fire hall and just cook dinner and just say, can we let bygones be? She doesn't have the capacity to do that. So anyway, as close as she got to apologizing, she wrote in this letter that she regrets that our differences of opinion. So she's also somewhat casting blame in her apology, which is really not an apology, to the Memphis firefighters. And we really do hope the firefighters get their cash. I will say this. If the city has enough money to buy a dilapidated hotel, and if they've got enough money to build that sports complex that is completely failing, they got enough money to give the firefighters what they need. The firefighters aren't asking for a lot here, folks. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. That catches you up on some local and national headlines. President Trump, by the way, under fire from a lot of conservatives over what he had to say about Rob Reiner. And the president, not a big fan of Rob Reiner. And people are upset with the president. A lot of conservatives are upset with the president. I'm curious, what about you? Do you have a problem with what President Trump said about Rob Reiner? 901-260-5926. Let's check in with Commander Chuck. All right, welcome back to Stearns Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. So I want to play some audio here. And President Trump yesterday was asked about the comments he wrote on True Social about Rob Reiner. And a lot of people are very upset about this. The conservative movement is enraged. They're saying that Trump is not being a Christian, that he should have been very conciliatory. Here's what the president had to say in response to all of that. Cut four, please.
A number of Republicans have denounced your statement on True Social after the murder of Rob Reiner. Do you stand by that post?
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hooks. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country. Yeah.
Yeah, which was very clear in his statement, actually. There was no equivocation there. So anyway, I wanted to play for you just... This is a snippet, and on the national show, we're going to play more because Rob Reiner literally hated Donald Trump. I mean, I didn't realize that the hate and the vitriol, and Rob Reiner is one of the guys that organized Democrats to embrace the fake Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Rob Reiner is the guy that wanted to put Donald Trump in jail. This is, and look, I'm not justifying what the president said at all. I mean, I didn't say that. The president said it, so he's going to have to... If he wants to apologize, he can. If he wants to stand by what he said, he can do that too. He's a grown man. He can make his own decisions. What I'm trying to do is provide you the context that all this is happening in, because Rob Reiner loathed, and there's really not a word in the English dictionary to describe how much Rob Reiner hated Donald Trump, but this is just a flavor of it. So we don't have that audio. So we'll get back to that in just a moment, hopefully. So anyway, Anna Navarro, Brian Stelter, all these other people, they're going after Trump, and they're saying, well, you know, Donald Trump should have shown a little bit of civility here. Let's get real. When Donald Trump goes off to glory, you know exactly how the left is going to respond, just like they did when Charlie Kirk died. That's how they're going to respond here. So the hypocrisy, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. But if you're going to go down this path and you're going to talk about this, well, you've got to talk about it within the context of why Trump said what he said. And it's very clear to me that Donald Trump really took a lot of this stuff very personally when it came to Rob Reiner. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, here's a little bit of Rob Steiner.
Reiner. An utter lying buffoon. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's a fraud. He lies. He cheats people. Everything that comes out of his mouth virtually is a lie, and he's a con man. And if you look at what he's done with his career and how he's tricked people into things, it's abhorrent. I never liked George W. Bush, his policies, but I didn't hate the guy. I hate this man. I've never hated a politician. I can't not hate somebody who bilks innocent people out of money, life savings. And we've seen it. He, with that Trump University, he took people's money, $35,000, wiped these people out, and is being sued for it. He steals money from charities. I'm not making.
So he goes on and on. We're going to play the whole thing at 11 o'clock this morning. Because I think it's important to show the context of it all. If you're going to have that conversation. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Wanted to give you a little update on a story that we covered a couple of days ago. Told you about Chick-fil-A. And I know the LGBT community is very excited because Chick-fil-A, at least this one franchise in Utah, is now celebrating same-sex marriage. And they posted some photos of two guys who just got married on their Facebook page, the company's Facebook page. And they were celebrating it all, which shocked a lot of Christians who go to Chick-fil-A because back in 2012, there was a huge controversy. I was working at Fox News Channel at the time. Any of you guys remember that? People, Christians across the country were rising up and defending Chick-fil-A because the owner of Chick-fil-A said that marriage was between one man and one woman. And all you know what broke loose. And the radical alphabet mafia came out and they tried to shut down. They wanted to destroy Chick-fil-A, put them out of business. Oh, it was some ugly stuff. So the Christians rose up. Governor Mike Huckabee led the charge, and of course, Chick-fil-A went on to, you know, great things. Well, now Chick-fil-A is backtracking on a lot of their beliefs, and Governor Mike Huckabee has been sounding the alarm. Now, Ambassador Huckabee has been sounding the alarm for quite some time now, and Huckabee said that really one of his biggest regrets in his political career was backing Chick-fil-A. And he said if he had to do it all over again, he would not do it. So Chick-fil-A, a lot of people reached out after the story came out, and they said, is this true? Or are you guys changing your position? And Chick-fil-A actually responded, and they doubled down. And they said that they embrace all people, regardless of race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and gender identity. And Chick-fil-A is also committed to, and I'm just going to read this here, to being better at together. What in the world does that mean? We just want them to serve us a good chicken sandwich. But no, Chick-fil-A is now committed to being better at together by embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do. So if you get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, or I don't know, that new, what is it, the Chick-fil-A sauce, and it tastes a little off, it's because they sprinkled it with a little DEI. Chick-fil-A goes on to say, we strive to provide a welcoming and inclusive place for everyone. We do this by focusing on Chick-fil-A's four corporate social responsibility pillars. And by the way, they have a giving back page and a diversity, equity, and inclusion page now on the official Chick-fil-A corporate website. So there you go. They have taken the deep plunge, and Chick-fil-A is going in a different direction, which is their right to do as, you know, as a company, and it is certainly your right to do as a consumer. The reality is it costs a lot of money to go to Chick-fil-A these days, and I think people are going to try to figure out, okay, were we really going to Chick-fil-A because of the great food, or were we going there to support a company that shared our values? And if that's the reason why, I hate to break it to you, they don't share your values anymore. Just want to throw that out there, but that's just the reality of Chick-fil-A these days. So anyway, we'll have more about this coming up at 11 o'clock today on KWIN. We're going to talk to Suzanne Bodie, who is the writer of this piece over at the Washington Stand. It's a pretty fascinating piece, and a good work for them for tracking down all of this this intel. By the way, a little birdie told me there may be somebody running on the Republican side for county mayor. So that could get very interesting. I've been hearing some names being floated around, and this could be very, very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. When the official announcement is made, you will hear it first right here on the Mighty 990. I can promise you that. Also, want to give a big shout-out to Derek Mills. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you're going to hear exclusive the Todd Starnes, Starnes Country Christmas, our three-hour Christmas show. And that's being brought to you courtesy of Derek Mills. So we're just so thankful that he loves Christmas and he loves the values that make this nation great. And we'll be telling you more about the Christmas show coming up a little bit later on this week. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Joe Garner from Real Estate Mortgage Shop dropping by. You can hear that show Saturdays at 11. Joe's coming up next, though. We'll be right back, everybody.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The big winter wonderland already underway at the Agri Center, and folks have been having a good time. 10 days they're going to be doing the show out there. All sorts of wonderful things. It's Monday through Friday, 4 to 9, Saturday through Sunday, 11 to 9, and you can have breakfast with Santa Claus 9:30 on the weekends, which is a pretty good deal. You're going to be able to get a picture with Santa. They have magic shows, great musical performances, a vendor market. It truly is a winter wonderland at the Agri Center International Expo Center. And we have two packages of four tickets. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get two adult, two children's tickets. That's an $80 value. And all you have to do is be caller number three and caller number four. Caller number three and caller number four, and you'll pick up those $80 ticket packages courtesy of our friends over at Winter Wonderland. And if you'd like information, go to winterwonderlandmemphis.com. That's Memphis or winterwonderlandmemphis.com. Our telephone number to call in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Joe Garner, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop, heard every Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990. JoeGarner.com. That's Joe without the E. JoeGarner.com is her website. Joe, happy Tuesday to you.
Well, happy Tuesday to you too, Todd.
And Joe, I'll tell you, I was just glancing over. We have full phone lines right now. People are really clamoring over those tickets to the Winter Wonderland. I don't know if you've been over to the Ag Center, Joe, but they always put on a good show over there.
You know, that's what I've heard, Todd. I hadn't had a chance to go over there, but I'm sure it is going to be a class act.
Joe, a lot of people, it's the end of the year. People are getting a lot of Christmas money in some cases. Maybe they're looking to get out of their apartment and buy a home, maybe refinance one they've already got. And today we're going to be talking about how to know if it's the right time to buy a home or refinance a home.
Right. And, you know, we have this thing, Todd, on our show, Real Estate Mortgage Shop. It's the imaginary magic binoculars where we can look in one end and we can see back into the murky mist of the past. We can look in the other end and, well, the lens are a little foggy, but you can see a little bit into the future. And, you know, I was talking to my clients this week. They're asking this question, what is it the right time to buy? Should I refinance now? Well, if you look back into the past, mortgage rates in the 70s and 80s, Todd, were 18%. You want to talk about an affordability crisis. That was an affordability crisis. In the 90s, we were in the 7s and the 8s. So today, we're in the mid-6s on 30-year loans, less than that if you have a shorter term. Actually, right now, we're in a situation where mortgage rates are very good, historically speaking. The increasing home prices, that's where the hurt is right now on affordability. But looking into the future, I wish we all could see clearly into the future, but people buying homes, traditionally home prices are going up. And if you're going to jump out there and buy now, I really, truly, Todd, I feel like it's the best time because prices on homes have not really gone up to the point where I think they'll go if we see rates go lower. Because if rates go lower, you know, everybody's going to jump off the fence and you're going to have people competing against each other for everything. So I do. I think right now is a great time. And I think that there's tools. If you're sitting on your home, and I've had a lot of calls in the last few months, we're like, Joe, I'd love to buy a house. We want to live close to our grandkids out in the country, but we can't let go of our house down here in Memphis because we have a 3.5% mortgage rate. Well, you know, you've got to think about what's most important in life. You want to be with your grandkids, and there are little known tools we can use to help you realize the same advantage of having that 3.5% rate on your old home here. Go ahead and buy the home out close to your grandkids and spend some time with them.
Joe, what are some of the strategies? And I think there have to be some common strategies for refinancing your home mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them, there are still assumable loans out there, Todd. Now, you have to qualify for them, and the seller's going to want their equity in cash. You know, you're going to have to cough up some money to, you know, pay the seller to take over their mortgage. But there are some qualified, you have to qualify to assume them. The other one is called a recast, and I don't want to get in the weeds on this, but let me just give you an example. This couple I was talking about, that they've been sitting over here living in their big home. They're retired. Their grandkids live out in the, you know, out in another county close by, and they've missed 2 years of being with their younger grandkids because they're sitting on a house that's got a 3.5% interest rate. Well, I said, look, y'all are still making enough money to make the note. Go ahead and put a small amount down on the house out in the country because they wanted to keep their house, you know, and fix it up after they moved out to get the top price for it. So that's what they did. They put a little bit of money down. Yeah, they had a $3,000 a month note. They didn't want that. But when they sell their house here, Todd, in Memphis, they're going to put $200,000 down as a prepayment to principal. And we do this tool called a recast, and that means you don't have to refinance that loan out there. You don't have to pay the money for that. We do have to know you're going to do that in the next few years so I can set it up that way. But, you know, they're going to sell their house around the first of the year, put $200 down, and now their payment's $1,000 a month right where they want it. But they've had the holiday season. They've had these months during this year to spend across the street from their grandkids. That's just an example of how the recast works.
And let's talk about these, again, the little-known tools that are out there to help people who are sitting on a house right now with an ultra-low mortgage rate.
Well, and there are so many tools, you know, there's not enough time to get into them. What I would say is if you're that person, and there are plenty of them, you're like, I don't want to give up this. I want to feel like I've made a savvy financial move when I make it. Call me, text me, let's talk, because those are only two of many tools we can use to help you be, you know, still gain the benefit of having that house with a 3.5% mortgage rate and still get to move on and do the things you want to do in life.
Joe Garner joining us, ladies and gentlemen, host of Real Estate Mortgage Shop, heard Saturdays at 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990. We have some great weekend programming. Joe's website, joegarner.com. That's Joe without the E. That's joegarner.com. And, Joe, I understand that you guys are going to have a very special show airing this coming Saturday.
Oh, we're going to have fun. And we invite our listeners, Todd, to tune in at 11 on Saturday right here on KWAM. We're talking about legacy planning and property, holiday conversations. You know, I've got the best people in the house in that studio. Tim Fleschner, Mid-South Home Helpers, Mary Lou Novak, resourceforcare.com, and realtor Sherry Harbor. And they share a lot of their personal stories of caring for loved ones and then trying to make those decisions on where those transitions, downsizing or needing to transition to other living situations. It's a great show. It's our Christmas show. And thank you, Todd, for having me on your show.
Well, absolutely. And, Joe, if people want to get more information, they can go to your website. They can also call you. What's the best number to call?
901-482-0354. I would look forward to your call.
All right, JoeGarner.com. That's Joe without the E, JoeGarner.com. Of course, Joe Garner, a licensed mortgage loan officer, she is going to take very good care of you. She takes care of our KWAM listeners. And that number again, 901-482-0354. Joe, looking forward to Saturday.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Joe Garner, everybody. All right, hang tight. Got to check in with Commander Chuck. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody, and you'll have another chance later this week to win those great prize packages for the Winter Wonderland happening over at the Agri Center. Congratulations to Dave and Susan, our winners for the day. Guys, we appreciate you listening to the Mighty 990. Also, one of our KWAM traffic troopers out there phoning in a big traffic jam on I-240, so you just heard Commander Chunk talking about that as well. We are not seeing that there's been an accident. It's just a lot of heavy traffic for some reason. Maybe some highway patrol action in that area, pulling folks off to the side of the road. Anyway, be careful. Pack some patience this morning if you're out there on the roadways. And if you are on the roadways and you do see a problem, give us a call. We'll pass along that information, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we'll pass along that information here on the show. All right. Want to play some audio here. Cut number one, please.
First, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to chase a dream that once filled the world away. In fourth grade, I was a new kid on the park football team. Didn't know a single teammate and was fourth on the depth chart. By midseason, I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to quit. My parents said I had to finish what I started. So I learned to embrace my team. And that is when I fell in love with football. But my family's unconditional love and belief kept me going and pushed me forward. These are the people who built me long before football did. Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself. The world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I want every kid out there who feels overlooked, underestimated to know I was you. I was that kid too. I was in your shoes. The truth is, you don't need the most stars, hype, or rankings. You just need discipline, heart, and people who believe in you. And you need to believe in your own abilities. I hope this moment shows you that chasing your dreams are worth it, no matter how big or impossible they seem. God bless. Go Hoosiers. Thank you guys all.
All right, that was Fernando Mendoza at the Heisman Trophy Award there in New York City. What an incredible presentation, and what an incredible young man, the Indiana quarterback earning 2,362 points, including 643 first place votes. This is this young man, a class act, a person of deep faith in God and in family. And you heard it all there. I mean, just really, really remarkable. It is a stark comparison to the Vanderbilt quarterback, Diego Pavia, who had to apologize after he exploded in rage and used some profanity to curse all the voters. He looked like coming into the Heisman presentation with his brothers. It looked like they were about to beat somebody up. They were ready to rumble. It was the craziest thing. Anyway, he's now apologized, even though he was also photographed at a club in New York City with a sign reading Blank Indiana. So he has now apologized. I think this was written for him. Regardless, a lot of people are saying he shouldn't be playing in any bowl game, that he ought to be riding the bench. Curious to what you have to say about that. Here's what he said. Being a part of the Heisman ceremony last night as a finalist was such an honor. As a competitor, just like in everything I do, I wanted to win. To be so close to my dream and come up short was painful. I did not handle those emotions well at all and did not represent myself the way I wanted to. Yeah, he didn't write this. I have much love and respect for the Heisman voters and the selection process, and I apologize for being disrespectful. It was a mistake, and I am sorry. He went on to call Mendoza an elite competitor and deserving winner of the award. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway, folks are still suggesting that he should be riding the bench and a lesson should be conveyed there. What say you? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. John, one of our KWAM traffic troopers out there, wanting to pass along this information. The 40 ramp near the Chelsea exit, this is I-40 ramp near Chelsea exit, completely blocked towards Arkansas. So if you're heading towards Arkansas, you're going to have a backup. We are working to get information on why that is and what's going on out there, and we'll keep you updated on that information. So, again, that information coming in from John, and we appreciate the call. And, again, if you see a traffic problem out there, give us a holler, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right. Did I see the Memphis Tigers heading down to Tampa for the Gasparilla Bowl? Had to look that one up. But, anyway, the Tigers in good spirits, and we'll see how things go with the Tigers as they go bowling, and that'll be a lot of fun, and that'll be a great game, and a lot of people excited about the possibilities, and of course, another big basketball game coming up as well. So Parker May will be along later this week to break down all of the big sports stories happening here in the Mid-South. Coming up today, 11 o'clock on the Todd Starnes Show, we have a jam-packed program. Our good friend Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to be along from the great state of Alabama. You know, he's running to be governor of Alabama. Tuberville says the Islamists, they got to go. They got to go. And so we're going to have a conversation about that. He is very concerned about the rise of Islam here in the United States of America. And I hate to break this to you, but this is an American problem. This is not Dearborn or Minneapolis. It's everybody. Because the Democrats have been bringing in hundreds of thousands of Islamists from all over the world, and they've been putting them in every state in the union, including Tennessee, by the way, and Mississippi, but predominantly Tennessee. So Tuberville's catching a lot of heat for what he had to say, but I'm telling you, I'm glad somebody's out there saying it, because this is not compatible with Western civilization. The senator saying Islam is not a religion, it's a cult. He says it's a political ideology and it is incompatible with our value system. He said the Muslim immigrants are not coming to assimilate, but have an agenda to conquer the United States and turn it into the United Caliphate of America. He's also calling for mass deportation. By the way, Congressman Randy Fine out of Florida also calling for mass deportations, as well as Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. And there are going to have to be some very hard, difficult decisions that will have to be made. And I don't know what it's going to take for our lawmakers to wake up. Are we going to have multiple 9/11 style attacks happening in the United States before somebody wakes up and realizes the dangers that are lurking out there? You would have thought they would have figured all of that out after 9/11, but they did not. As a matter of fact, anybody who raised those issues was immediately labeled by President George W. Bush as Islamophobic. So there are some out there on both sides of the political aisle who believe that we have an obligation to get blown up. I mean, if that's, you know, that if we've got to bring the migrants over, we've got to cover all their expenses, and if they don't assimilate, it's okay, but I'm telling you it's not okay, and we're going to have a big problem on our hands here. So I appreciate Senator Tuberville weighing in on this, and he is catching holy you-know-what. They're calling him every name in the book. But again, this is the headline this morning from the Washington Post. Some Republican lawmakers call for mass expulsion of American Muslims. Now, it just seems to me that if you're in this country, you move here and you want to become an American, but you don't want to assimilate. You want to bring your old way of life into the United States and make all of us conform. I got a problem with that. What about you? Do you have a, I have a big problem with that. So we'll talk more about this at 11 o'clock today. Congressman Randy Feing is going to join me on my Newsmax TV show tonight. That'll be a great conversation, along with Congressman Rich McCormick out of Georgia. KWAMRadio.com. If you haven't done so, you need to download our new app. You're going to love it. You'll be able to listen to KWAM wherever you are in the country. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody.